622, 1320 WILS. So this week, the Trump family is now back together and under the same roof, President Trump's wife, Melania, joining him in the White House, along with their son, Barron. But let's talk about what their relationship is now facing. Donna Arp Weissman with us, love and relationship expert, author of several books, including her latest one, Sex and the Siren, Tales of a Later Dater. Donna, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. What I mean, there's so many assumptions and thoughts on what the real relationship is between Melania and Donald. What do you think really is happening between the two of them?
Well, you know, it's hard for us, for any of us to know, as they say, what happens behind closed doors and underneath the sheet. But, you know, I would say theirs is certainly, from all the outside indicators, not a close relationship. A close meaning touchy-feely, physical relationship in public. And usually kind of what happens in public is what happens in private.
Okay.
It follows.
So do you think, is this a happy marriage in your view?
Well, it's hard for me to say if it's a happy marriage. They may be meeting each other's needs. And we all put different parameters and different spins on what we consider a happy marriage. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it may be that he has the money and she has the looks and that makes them happy. Sometimes it may be that she's the mother of his child and, you know, he wanted another child. Who knows? Everybody's needs are different. So, you know, they could have an overall happy marriage and maybe not have the closeness physically and emotionally that maybe the Reagans or the Obamas showed.
Okay. And can that work in the long run then, not having that closeness?
Yeah. You know, there have been arranged marriages for centuries, and I'm not saying this one was arranged, but as long as you're meeting the primary needs of the other person, you know, there's no magic love. In my book, Cinderella Has Cellulite, that's what I write about, which is my first book, and it's that we all want to be Cinderella with the perfect prince, and, you know, usually we have something wrong with us and them, which is what the cellulite's about, and I would say, you know, Donald has probably some type of cellulite. Something's wrong, and maybe it kind of shows.
You're saying Donald has some cellulite?
Well, cellulite meaning baggage, meaning it's something bad we can't get rid of.
What do you think he's like as a first husband there?
Well, his narcissistic views would carry over personally as well as publicly in his narcissistic ways, and he certainly shows a lot of narcissism. Now, there'll be a lot of people that will disagree with me, but, you know, he walks in front of her several steps. Showing that there might be a lack of disrespect, that usually shows a lack of respect. Just the outward ways that he treats Melania, I think would be difficult for many women, is not for her.
There was the video. I mean, people have made so much of it, these split-second things where it looks like she's slapping his hand away during that trip overseas. Do you think there's some kind of brewing animosity there?
Well, that was certainly not an attractive video for coupling, was it? But who knows? It could have been whatever reason. It's hard to tell from just the video without any words.
Yeah.
But nurturing each other is really important. And as I said, I think Melania is a beautiful woman. I think she has a lot of class.
Let me ask you this, though, Donna, because there were reports that she was actually angry that he became president, that this was not part of her plan for her life, and she didn't really want to take on such a public role. Do you believe that? Go ahead.
Yes, well, she'll have to make that decision. It may be too difficult for her. It may be something she didn't want. Marriages are sort of like both people climbing a ladder at the same time. There's always one that's up the ladder a little bit from the other. And so, you know, if she decides that it's something that doesn't meet her needs, then the marriage won't work.
Yeah.
But I think she probably went into it with her eyes wide open from a lot of points, because he was very public when they met, as I understand. And I understand they met in 2004,
mm-hmm.
and he's always been a very public person.
Do you think she's hung up in any way about all the, you know, the things that came out during the campaign, the grabbing of privates and so on? Is that something you think that she's angry about still, or would she have let go of that by now?
Well, she may have an internal anger, you know, an embarrassment and feel disrespected. I'm not sure she knew about that. That might have caught her off guard. And that's something we really have to guard against, is things coming out with our spouse or with our significant other, and we hold a simmering anger, because it's going to cause a rift in the relationship that there's nothing we can do about until we get rid of that anger.
It seems like people get most upset about being embarrassed specifically. That seems to really hit, especially for women, right? If you embarrass a woman, make her feel embarrassed about something, she may not forgive you, right?
Yeah, look how beautiful she is. And for him to be acting like that, you know, while they were either dating and or married, you know, his daughter had caused some resentment and some embarrassment. And I think that might be hiding in there somewhere.
The other part of the dynamic is that he's under this constant assault by the media, right? It's literally a daily drumbeat. What does that do to a couple? Does that bring them closer together somehow? Or?
It seemed like it did with the Obamas. You know, to me, it appeared from all outward signs that the Obamas grew closer during the White House, and the Reagans seemed to be always close. The Clintons, of course, had some major difficulties. And so I don't know about these two. I think with his personality, it would be very hard to draw closer. I'm not sure that he takes many people's advice, and I would think she'd like to be a close advisor, but you know, he's allowed his daughter to take on a very public advisor role, and not his wife at this point.
Certainly the whole family's involved too, and who knows their living or sleeping arrangements. Is that important, Donna, the sleeping together or not together? Is that a key issue? Or?
You know, past history will tell you that it's generally good to be close to your spouse physically. You become more of a unit. But some people, there are those that have slept apart for, you know, 30, 40 years, my parents being one of them, and they were married 69 years.
Wow.
So it does work.
Really? How did they ever explain why they did that? Or?
I guess my dad snored and my mother didn't sleep well. So, but they were married 69 years and seemed to be really happy when they both past. So, you know, it does work. Again, as I said, every couple's needs are different. But generally, the more you touch the other person, it draws a certain closeness together. And perhaps being under the sheets, as I said, is a good way to do that. Because sex is very important.
It is. And who knows what's happening on that front with the Trumps, but I don't think we'll find out. Donna Arp Weitzman, her latest book is Sex and the Siren, Tales of a Later Dater. Find her at DonnaArpWeitzman.com. Donna Weitzman on WILS. Donna, great to have you here. Thank you very much.
Always great to talk to you, Mike. Yep.